On Friday, Sochi organizers said that ticket sales for the Winter Games had exceeded the 1 million mark. The debut of the Russian men's hockey team certainly helped, but in the first week, ticket sales had been slow. Jessica Gallagher has the details.
Russia has sunk more than $50 billion into the Games, the most in Olympic history. The Kremlin has spared no expense creating and outfitting the state-of-the-art mountain and coastal venues. They have the best equipment and accoutrements meant to impress spectators and athletes. Unfortunately, so far, many of the seats have been empty. In the men's individual ski jumping on Sunday, spectators disguised themselves as green bench seats. In women's hockey on Tuesday, Germany versus Sweden, the Scheibe Arena was at about 60% capacity. Alexander, who didn't want to use his last name, shrugs his shoulders and says the low turnout looks bad for Russia.
It's not enough. We need more. There's not enough people here.
The vice president of communications for Sochi 2014, Alexandra Kostarina, blamed the empty seats on late arrivals.
We've had some problems with basically a Russian mentality in a lot of ways, that Russians like to come to the event not prior but as close as possible. And that is why indeed we had an issue of a lot of spectators being late for the games.
Anita DeFrance is an American who sits on the executive policymaking board of the International Olympic Committee. She also thinks the low turnout is due to the Russian mentality. She believes they're just more reserved. This is not the first time an Olympics has seen low attendance, but security is tighter here than at past Winter Games. Some locals have complained that they not only need a ticket, they have to get what officials are calling a spectator's pass, a laminated credential that often involves waiting in long lines. So why are full stands so important at these games? Masha Lipman, a political analyst with the Carnegie Center, says it's because Russian President Vladimir Putin has staked his and the country's reputation on the games. But things have changed since the Kremlin was awarded the Olympics.
In 2007, Putin was at the peak of his popularity in Russia, his power. The high price of oil at that time was driving Russia's economic growth, which reached a level of 7 or 8%. It looked like Russia in general was on the rise. And at that time, of course, Putin's idea was to hold this huge international event, not political, but a festive sports event in which all of the whole world will be attracted to Russia, and Russia would deliver a grand spectacle, and the press about Russia would be all about the festivity, the athletic achievement, and the sort of venue that Russia was able to deliver that probably Putin thought.
He promised the games would create millions in tourism revenue, along with more than 140,000 jobs. Unfortunately for Alexander, if the low turnout is any indication of success, he'd rather have the old Sochi.
It's going to be too expensive here now. Oy, all that money they spent on the games. They should have just spent it on Russia. People need money to eat.
Meanwhile, officials with Sochi 2014 say many of the upcoming events, men's hockey and speed skating, are completely sold out, and spectators have learned to budget enough time to arrive in time for the events. For Only a Game, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Sochi.
It's been a tough season for the New Orleans Pelicans, currently mired in the cellar of the Southwest Division of the NBA's Western Conference. The team's most recent injury sidelined Pierre, the Pelicans' mascot, who underwent beak surgery after slamming into the stanchion that supports the basket in a pickup game on Saturday involving several other mascots, including Grizz of the Memphis Grizzlies and Slamson of the Sacramento Kings. A spokesperson for the team of surgeons reconstructing Pierre's battered beak expressed hope that Pierre would return to his duties bigger, stronger, and faster. The spokesperson claimed Pierre would be ready to take on the world, which would be a first for a pelican.
Two little fishes left in his bill. It depends how the other one gets away. He'll only have one fish today.